This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. There are lots of movements happening up in the usually sleepy highlands of Fraser's Hill, with the Raub Draft District Local Plan 2035 proposing to revive and turn Fraser's Hill into a major tourist destination. But residents and other stakeholders are divided as to what would be best for the future of this heritage spot and its long-term survival. So today on the show, we're going to hear from special guest host Keith Kam, who headed up to the Highland Resort recently to get the lowdown from some of the stakeholders involved on what they think the future of Fraser's Hill should look like.
Fraser's Hill, a 102-year-old village that started life as a small tin mining community and then became a hill station during the British colonial period before finally turning into the Hill Resort, famous for its cool climate today. Situated in the Raub district in Pahang, Fraser's Hill, at the border of neighbouring Selangor State, is now set to see some changes. The Raub Draft District Local Plan 2035, which presents proposals to improve the economy of this area for the next 15 years or so, just ended its objection period at the end of November. So I managed to pay the Hill Resort a visit to find out what some of these suggestions are and how the locals have responded to them. But before we get into that, this is Juwairia Ho Abdullah. She is the director of Iktisas Planners, the people whom the Raub District Council consulted for the plan. Juwairia explains what their role is.
Iktisas Planners in Berhad were appointed by Plan Malaysia, okay, to carry out the study for the Rancangan Tempatan Daerah Raub 2035. Okay, so again, I like to emphasize the Rancangan Tempatan is for Daerah Raub, means district of Raub. Whereby, obviously, Bukit Fraser is part of it. And we have other settlements like Sungai Ruan, Dong, we have Cervo, Tanjung Malim. All those are considered into an integrated plan for the development of the whole of the district.
Now, Fraser's Hill has had a reputation of being a pleasant hilltop getaway for city folk with temperatures seldom exceeding 25 degrees Celsius. It is also very accessible at just about 100 kilometres from central KL, but will take about 2.5 hours to reach because of the winding uphill road. And this is what the Raub District Council and Iktisas planners have acknowledged and are hoping to highlight.
Bukit Fraser, administratively, is under Majlis Daerah Raub currently, and it is obviously in within Raub District. Okay? So in this plan, in this Rancangan Tempatan Daerah Raub actually, Bukit Fraser actually has been identified as one of our gem for globalization branding. And we, when we brand it out, we market it, and we have the concept development plan for Bukit Fraser, which is going to be the one and only eco-heritage town concept. Okay, whereby we understand and we fully know and appreciate that Bukit Fraser actually contributes to Raub District as one of its tourist destinations. But at the same time also, it is also the destination for us to preserve the nature and also the heritage which currently everybody knows. Kan, Bukit Fraser's new heritage, the so-called Little England.
And it is this reputation of Fraser's Hill as being Malaysia's Little England that seems to be what Iktisas Planners wants to leverage on. This branding with the mock Tudor designs, old British colonial bungalows and beautiful lawns and flowers, the faux British red telephone box and post boxes, all framed by the pine trees that grow naturally on the hill.
What is important is that we want to maintain Bukit Fraser as the only, hill station now in Malaysia, which is now actually in its original form, if you compare to Cameron Highland, you compare to Gitting Highland or others, then Bukit Fraser still have its charm. And we don't want to lose that identity, we don't want to lose that heritage. But at the same time, we need to strike a balance between three elements, which is preserving and conserving the environment, the heritage. At the same time, we have to look at the needs of the local community, to survive and sustain their livelihood in the future. So how do you strike that balance? So that is very important for us.
Striking a balance in a hilltop village whose population has been on a steady decline, it used to exceed 1,000 but now is only about half that. I spoke with several locals there and was also told that the demographics have also changed very noticeably with an increasing number of civil servants and their families now relocated there. That is what Iktisas Planners hopes to be able to do, create a destination to bring people there, to spend and bring life to the local economy, while at the same time recognising the pristine natural wonder for which Fraser's Hill is known the world over.
How do we strike that balance that in the concept plan for Bukit Fraser, we propose that the development for Bukit Fraser, there must be some developments, but it is obviously low density. Low density and limited. Okay? And for commercial, for the bungalows areas, we propose to allow for what is limited commercial, meaning that they still can go for commercial activities, like example, if they would like to go for these restaurants, you know, for boutique hotel, if you want to have services, you know, if there's any HQ, any international HQ like to have their headquarters there, you can go ahead, but not on a massive scale. No shopping malls. That's why I like to emphasize that we do not. We have not proposed a shopping mall for Bukit Fraser, okay? What we did is that we did propose some kiosks, you know, at the plateau. That is actually to stimulate the microeconomic for the people. And the kiosk is actually mobile. And also for the locals to participate. And if that's it, they ask, if we have not enough people to participate, then obviously you can open up to the community at Tras Tranom Rau. Because why, Bukit Fraser belongs to other people also, correct?
So speaking of the economy, I asked Juwairia whether or not, given the cool climate up on the hill that is similar to Cameron Highlands, will we see the kind of decimation of the natural surroundings for the sake of large-scale economic activities?
Frankly speaking, agriculture is not part of a plan. No plan to turn it into an agriculture area or zone has in Cameron Highland. Why? The only agriculture which we can see, if they want to do it also, is at the Jeriau area, where last time they have that piece of development for agriculture. But it is not going to be a massive one. It has to be low. But in the plan, we have not proposed any agriculture program. Because why? The emphasis and priority is obviously to preserve, conserve the environment and heritage.
Another issue which has gotten environmentalists worried about is the status of the pristine rainforest surrounding not just Fraser's Hill, but its wider surrounding stretching into the lowlands. It is home to many indigenous and endemic species of flora and fauna, with many considered endangered. Iktisas Planners' proposal envisions the wider area as a protected state park, with Fraser's Hill as a place to learn about these environmental issues before seeing it firsthand.
And one of these projects here we propose is for the Taman Negeri Bukit Fraser. We have a state park, Bukit Fraser. But the state park is not only covering Bukit Fraser. It covers until we have until this Hulu Sungai area, because it's quite big. But Bukit Fraser is in one of it. So we suggest that one of the gateway to go into the state park is from Bukit Fraser lah. Gateway is a term we use that people come there, has a transit point to go into some other places.
Juwairia also acknowledges that there needs to be some commercialization as well to attract tourists. Tourism is still, after all, the main source of income for Fraser's Hill. She showed me the plans for the area, and there appears to be a lot of effort to ensure protection of many of the public buildings there, as well as the colonial bungalows, many of which are now gazetted as heritage buildings. The town centre, with the famous clock tower, will be the main commercial area.
From zoning-wise, the commercial area will be here, the centre lah. Even the bungalows, they are what we call limited commercial area, like the one which has been permitted long bangsa everywhere. You know, this house owner, they cannot develop hotels or no. They have to remain the house which they have, bungalows which have, as it is, but with some renovation. But they are allowed to do new building wing at the back of it, but not to block the facade. And it's actually only like one story above the current one. They need also income to maintain their building, because one of the issue in Malaysia now, when the building is being gazetted as a heritage building, it's quite difficult for the land, for the house owner.
With proposals to develop the village into a living museum of sorts, Iktisas Planners, are the challenges how to get people to go up in a comfortable yet controllable way. The suggestions all revolve around using public transport to ensure there is no overcrowding and too many vehicles.
Currently, to go up Bukit Fraser, we have only one, which is by the road. And it's challenging, right? Challenging if you go from KKB, and more challenging if you come up from Tras and Tranom area, okay, whereby you need some medication. I get car sick. So I'd like to go up easy. So we actually propose A few alternatives. One of it is that there is a stop at Gap, and then we have a public transportation to go up a tram. Or, much more futuristic, is a proposal for a cable car. If you look at this Langkawi, Gunung Mat Cincang, when you go there, you still have a cable car to bring up. But there is a limit. There's a current capacity of how many people will be able to go up and down. But we would like to see that it's being done with consideration of the topography and also to protect. There's a lot of technologies. If you go to China, Japan, they've done a lot. So it's not an impossible dream.
Now, if you've been to Fraser's Hill, you will realise that access to the hilltop town is via Kuala Kubu Baru, which incidentally, if you look up BFM's YouTube channel, you can learn about its history. KKB is in Selangor. In fact, you stay in Selangor up until about 50 metres from that famed Fraser's Hill clock tower, which is why Juaria says a longer-term development with the neighbouring Hulu Selangor authorities needs to be worked out.
We have to look at transboundary development for Bukit Fraser, because you cannot develop Bukit Fraser silo. Okay, we have to look at it to develop it in an integrated method where we have to integrate it with the planning by Majlis Perbandaran Hulu Selangor and also Majlis Daerah Rau. Okay, that's why we propose in the coming years, next year, if there is budget for it, the Rancangan Kawasan Khas for Bukit Fraser should be should be developed lah. Then they can give more concentration focus to the to development of Bukit Fraser, but looking into both sides.
Iktisar's planners had gone through a thorough consultation process, talking to residents living in Fraser's Hill, and indeed their plan is far from perfect. In a little while, I'll share my conversation with one of Fraser's Hill's most well-known residents to get his take on what he thinks is best for his hometown. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, what you're hearing are the sounds of cicadas and crickets just outside my bedroom window overlooking the rainforest atop Fraser's Hill just before sunrise. It is clear because there is no sound of traffic or construction or any human activity you associate with the city. It is also 18 degrees Celsius. With the Raub Draft District Local Plan 2035 now having been made public, I want to find out what the locals here think, and for that, I caught up with K.S. Durai. He is famous the world over, especially in the bird-watching community, and Uncle Durai, who was once a Fraser's Hill Development Corporation science officer, has been a guide for bird-watchers for more than 30 years now. Uncle Durai, as he insisted I call him, talks to me about how things have changed along with developments in the past years, and this included a proposal to build a 15-storey hotel at the site of the Jelai Resort, which had unsurprisingly drawn protests from environmentalists.
I've been birding almost 32 years. So the last 3 years, the bird dropped because they demolished the Jelai Resort, where a lot of birds will be there. Easy. Number two, every Saturday, Sunday, a lot of bikers. You can't, the birds all the time, they pom 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 horning on the corners. So you don't find a lot of birds, they're afraid of the bikes. They don't like. Okay. So the Fraser, they have to put certain places, please don't horn. It's good. So it's very safe for the birds. We talk always safety of our people. We never talk about safety of the birds. Very important because the birds are very sensitive. Like we have pitas, we have the kutias and peacock. And they are very endemic birds in Fraser.
The local population in Fraser's Hill has also been dwindling due in part to the lack of jobs to sustain themselves here, leaving behind civil servants and their families.
Now we have about 500 people, population of Fraser's Hill, include Chinese, Malay, Indians. If we're talking about 20, 30 years ago, there's a lot of Chinese and Indians and Malays. So when they work with the government, they retire. The son don't get, the family don't get replaced to work. So they go off. Chinese same as a caretaker. So they left and the children cannot get job. So the family have to move. So that's why our population is getting less. So the best thing to give more privilege to the locals to work with the government. And last time JKR already privatized. Now road care, no chance. Tanaga National, they had the LL line. Indians, a lot of people, all burgers, no more. So all privatized. So these people, They cannot work.
As such, Uncle Durai also acknowledges the need for developments to bring much-needed tourism dollars, and he says it doesn't take much, just maybe some sprucing up of the existing infrastructure, because after all, Fraser's Hill is famous the world over.
The past 2 years, the Fraser's Hill growing up with a lot of tourists after MCO, and now I see the Fraser's Hill need more car parks. Every Saturday, Sunday, and public holiday, a lot of tourists coming up. They need a very good car parking. Then I see all the fencing is good, look better. Then they have like England booth, like a telecom booth and a small box. It's very unique because a lot of people seen in the television or the movie about the boxes. Now they see. So we is very happy with that. Okay. The thing is, who's going to maintain? It's another problem. Who's going to maintain? Then I see now to improve, we need a lot of signage from Kuala Lumpur to Fraser's Hill. There's no much signage at Fraser's Hill. Then along the coming road, they must have a street light because sometimes it's very dark. That's what I like to share. Then also we need internet service, very poor.
Being a Fraser's Hill resident, Uncle Durai is also aware of the Raup Draft District Local Plan 2035, and he has engaged with the District Council regarding his suggestions.
I spoke to them personally in the public. The Raup Plan is a good idea. See, it's good. But as long they keep clean and maintain, and they want to do canopy walk and not necessary. We don't need any cable car or this thing, canopy walk, no. Leave it, it is. Okay. They must use a small van to go around, carry the tourists, so there's less traffic. Okay. Then they must have a very good car park down the gap, leave the car there, small van pick up, and they walk themselves. See, people, you can see every day, people come here to Brazil, they drive, they don't walk, drive. So we want them to stop down the gap. And in Fraser, they walk only for 1 to 2 hours. They can come back. They enjoy the environment, just walking. Then the Majlis Dera, they must put very good signboard at the gap. Fraser is a clean zone. No rubbish, no plucking, no catching butterflies, anything. They must put a signboard. That'd be one. It's a very good signboard. It's under Wildlife Department. If you catch spider, 5,000 fine. So you keep all the signboard. People like it. And they don't disturb the forest.
One common theme that I discovered is that none of the residents there wants Fraser's Hill to become another Cameron Highlands with more traffic than the narrow winding roads can handle. And Uncle Durai is also not open to the idea of mass tourism and multi-story, high-density accommodations that might threaten the peace and quiet there that allow wildlife to coexist with us humans.
I'm not okay with that. I'm 100% I don't like, because we already have hotels. It's not good to have a big highlight like hotels. You know, we like small hotels, a four-story, a fifth and more. And you're going to build a lot of... If you're going to build a big story about a 15-story hotel, so you can't maintain. And you see then more tourists coming and need more rubbish, all this. So it's to don't be... Maybe they can have a small one. Then you're going to disturb the forest, the wildlife. And if you have a big building, a lot of birds will come and hit the windows and they will die. That's, I have a record. I think it's not necessary to build a big hotel. As long, small one, brise, then cover up with the nature. I think that's good.
He also suggests leveraging on the existing colonial bungalows for which the hill is famous.
Then otherwise, I see like the bungalows who left over, take by the government, should run by. Because a lot of tourists come, they want a bungalow. In early 80s, all the bungalows around, a lot of foreigners will come. And they come here to play golf, trekking. And they like to go to nice food, nice gardens. So the bungalow which is left behind, start back. Don't demolish, maintain, open to public.
And when it comes to large-scale agricultural projects, Uncle Durai says it's a no-no.
To me, no lah. Once you have agriculture plants, then another 10 years they will put Musang King, another place they will do another plantation, banana trees or whatever it is. the whole Fraser is gone. At the present, 60 to 70% are very safe. We have a good forest. We shouldn't disturb the forest, leave it it is. And if you go to grow, I think the Audemars King, all the vegetable, no longer. They're going to disturb the whole the forest. And the wildlife, you don't get here anymore. Then the pigs, monkeys, all they are gone because the plantation. So I think they shouldn't do that. They want to do, yes, down the gap, further down, near the Bukit Talaga. It's a good place, not in Fraser's Hill. No good.
The period for residents of Fraser's Hill to object to the Raub Draft District Local Plan 2035 ended on November 21st, with Uncle Durai amongst those giving their feedback. So what happens next? I go back to Juwairia Ho Abdullah at Iktisas Planners, and she explains.
There is the process for it. The date for the objection for public was on 21st of November. It was closed already. Yeah. So following that, Plan Malaysia, Pahang, and also Majlis Daerah Raub, they will sit down. And they have to go through every objection. We cannot abaikan, eh? We cannot actually ignore one objection also. If there's 1,000 objection, they will have to write down one by one, 1,000, and then we have to reply. We have to give our feedback to the objection, okay? And the reason why, if we do not accept your objection, we must give justification also. So that is what they are doing now. And after that process, there will be a hearing, public hearing. For those objection which is critical, or katakan prioritize, the public will be called up to go for their session. You are allowed to say your objection, but at the same time, the committee, the jawatan kuasa, will inform you whether your objection is accepted, is going to be considered, or is going to be put aside because it's not relevant. Because sometimes there's objection which is not relevant to the plan. Yeah. So if there is a need for us to tweak, we will accommodate that. Means that we will have to find a middle way to meet the needs and requirement of the people and also the PPTs. But we will sit in the committee, we will tell you why we think that your objection will be considered and how is it going to be done. Then we have another session for it. After that, then we just can finalize the plan. We do not finalize the plan without giving an opportunity to the locals to have their say.
After all that is done, the plan will need to be gazetted so that it can be put in motion. The time frame for this is in the next 2 to 3 years. I had been speaking to Juwairia Ho Abdullah from Iktisas Planners, who are engaged by the Raub District Council to draw up proposals for the local plan that covers Fraser's Hill. I had also met up with K.S. Durai, a local resident known locally as the Birdman of Fraser's Hill.
That was Keith Kahn reporting for Earth Matters on developments happening up in Fraser's Hill and what some of the stakeholders feel about the proposed plan. So if you missed any part of this show, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/earth or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.